feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
I'm Tony Bruschi, and tonight we embark on a journey into a haunting tale that reveals how the echoes of the past can linger in the most unexpected places. Picture a family home where laughter once filled the halls and childhood adventures unfolded in every corner. Yet within this seemingly ordinary space lies a corridor that has earned a reputation of its own, a creepy hallway that harbors a sense of dread and unease. As the siblings grew, so did their awareness of an unseen presence, an angry spirit that would forever alter their perception of home. Our story unfolds in the heart of this household, where each member feels a chilling gaze from the shadows as they traverse the narrow passage. From whispers of a spirit who claims his territory to the eerie happenings that disrupt their daily lives, this narrative explores the boundaries between belief and skepticism. With the arrival of a girlfriend who connects deeply with the spiritual world, the family begins to unravel the mysteries that have haunted them for years. What is it about this hallway that invokes such fear? Is it the history etched into its walls or the presence of something that has been there long before they arrived? Join us as we delve into the unnerving experiences of one family as they confront the reality of living alongside a spirit that refuses to be ignored. Hold on tight, because tonight's tale is sure to send shivers down your spine. Dear Tony, after my very first experience with the paranormal, life in our house seemed to return to normal. At least, that's how it felt. There were no unusual occurrences for me or any of my siblings. However, we always had a hallway that was considered quite creepy. It branches off into three bedrooms, a bathroom, and a laundry room. My sister's room is at one end, my brother's at the other, and my oldest brother's room sits in between. Growing up, we all referred to that hallway as the creepy hallway. It didn't matter whether it was day or night, whether we were alone or accompanied. Every time we walked down it, we felt an unsettling sensation. It's a feeling that lingers even now. I can't tell you how many friends I've had over who've echoed our sentiments about that hallway. We've always believed there are ghosts lurking in our home, especially in that hallway, but we didn't know what kind. As kids, we simply assumed they were ghosts, but looking back now, it's likely they were just spirits. Things changed when my oldest brother started dating his current girlfriend. That's when it felt like the energy in the creepy hallway shifted. Whenever any of us were in the adjacent rooms, we all felt like we were being watched, leading us to close the doors behind us. The hallway always felt unwelcoming, and there was a strong urge to get out of it and into the main area of the house or one of the rooms as quickly as possible. Now all my siblings have moved out, and I'm the last one remaining. I've taken over my oldest brother's room, the same one where a mysterious imprint of feet was seen, and I still feel uneasy walking down that hallway. His girlfriend is very intuitive when it comes to spirits. She genuinely believes in them and is always looking to connect with the ones around her. She's even trying to open her third eye, which refers to the ability to perceive spirits directly rather than just feeling or hearing them. She has a close friend who works as a medium when she's not busy with her regular job. The stories BGF tells of her own experiences growing up are fascinating, and I believe her every time she shares them. During one of her sessions with her medium friend, who knew little about my brother at the time, things took an unexpected turn. The medium began to draw what looked like blueprints of a house plan, claiming spirits were guiding her. When BGF recognized that the drawn plan was, in fact, her boyfriend's house, our house, everything shifted. The medium circled a specific part of the house and asked if anything strange had occurred there. BGF explained how she'd always felt an intense energy in the hallway, echoing the experiences we all shared. The medium then revealed that there was indeed a spirit in the house, a male spirit who was angry. He felt the hallway was his territory and grew worried whenever someone entered it. The spirit would even push people away, a possible explanation for our lifelong feelings of discomfort. After hearing this, everything began to click into place, though the reality of having a spirit in our home was still unnerving. We were told the spirit didn't wish to harm anyone, but simply didn't want us in his territory. We learned that if we felt pushed out, we should remain strong and positive, as negative energy seemed to empower spirits like him. In the days that followed, things escalated. It was almost as if the spirit knew we were aware of its presence and wanted to assert its dominance over us. When my sister and I would watch TV alone, the television would often turn off unexpectedly, and we would hear the stereo system in the other room turn itself on, blaring the radio. These occurrences became frequent, especially when my oldest brother joined us. We joked that the spirit was trying to establish control, so we would turn the stereo off and put the TV back on. When I was alone and it happened, I would just go outside, even knowing that doing so was giving in to the spirit's influence. This pattern continued for quite some time, with the strange occurrences only happening when my sister, my oldest brother, and I were present. We even asked our other brother and parents about it, but they all denied any similar experiences, and my other brother, who was skeptical about all of this, admitted to feeling uncomfortable in the hallway, but dismissed it as childhood imagination. He never talked about any paranormal experiences and continued to side with our parents. As time went on, the TV and stereo incidents gradually stopped, and we encountered no further paranormal activity. Eventually, my siblings moved out, leaving me alone with my parents. I was thrilled to take over my oldest brother's room, thinking I had finally escaped the eerie past. Life seemed to return to normal, until it didn't. Just when I thought the disturbances had ceased and normalcy had returned, a new chapter began in my experience with the paranormal. After my siblings moved out, I relished the quiet in the house, but that peace was short-lived. Once I settled into my oldest brother's old room, I couldn't shake the feeling that something was still lurking in the hallway, watching me. The first few weeks were relatively uneventful, but it wasn't long before I started to notice subtle changes in the atmosphere. It was as if the house was holding its breath, waiting for something to happen. I felt a persistent heaviness in the air, especially when I ventured into the hallway. Even during the day, the unease crept in. Each time I had to walk down that corridor, a chill would wash over me, and I'd quicken my pace, feeling an unshakable urge to get to the safety of the living room or my bedroom. Then, one evening, while I was getting ready for bed, it happened again. I was brushing my teeth when I heard a soft whisper, like someone calling my name. I paused, thinking it was my imagination, but the call came again, clearer this time, echoing down the hallway. My heart raced, and I felt a jolt of fear surge through me. I knew my parents were in the living room and my siblings weren't home, so who or what was trying to get my attention? Gathering my courage, I walked toward the hallway, the darkness seeming to stretch and swell around me. As I approached the end of the corridor, I felt a rush of cold air. And for a brief moment, I thought I saw a shadow dart across the floor. My pulse quickened, and the feeling of being watched intensified, sending me retreating back into my room, locking the door behind me. Days passed, and my anxiety about the hallway grew. Each time I had to leave my room, I would hesitate, dreading the journey down that narrow passage. One night, my curiosity got the better of me. Determined to face whatever was haunting our home, I decided to take a flashlight and explore the hallway. As I stepped out, the familiar sense of dread washed over me. But I pressed on. I walked slowly, shining the light into the corners, half expecting to see the male spirit the medium had described. I reached the bathroom door and paused, feeling the weight of silence around me. Just as I turned to head back, the bathroom door creaked open on its own and I jumped back, my heart racing. I quickly gathered my wits, convinced that my mind was playing tricks, but the feeling of being pushed out of the hallway lingered. Eventually, I decided to reach out to BGF and share my experiences. She listened intently, offering insights based on what she had learned about the spirit from her medium. She reassured me that spirits can feed off fear and that staying confident was key to maintaining control over the situation. I appreciated her support, but the feelings of unease persisted. It was a few weeks later, during a particularly quiet night, that everything escalated once more. I was in the living room watching TV when I felt a strong chill sweep through the room. The lights flickered and I heard a distant clanging sound, like metal on metal, echoing from the hallway. My breath hitched in my throat and instinctively, I grabbed my phone, using its light to pierce the dark. I summoned every ounce of courage and stepped toward the hallway, my heart pounding in my chest. As I approached, I was met with silence, but the air felt charged, alive with anticipation. I strained my ears, trying to decipher the source of the noise, and then it came again. A loud bang, followed by the unmistakable sound of footsteps. In a panic, I turned to run back to the living room, but the hallway felt impossibly long, stretching out like a labyrinth. I could almost hear whispers, a chorus of voices urging me to turn back. As I bolted into the living room, I slammed the door behind me and leaned against it, gasping for breath. I couldn't shake the feeling that something was standing in that hallway, watching me, waiting for me to come back. From that night on, I knew I had to confront this spirit once and for all. It wasn't just about feeling uneasy anymore. It had escalated to a point where I could no longer ignore it. I spoke to BGF again, and she suggested a cleansing ritual, a way to clear the energy in the house and set boundaries with the spirit. With her guidance, we gathered supplies, sage for smudging, a few crystals and candles. We decided to do the ritual together, hoping that the combined energy would create a powerful force against the spirit. As we stood in the hallway, I felt a mix of anxiety and determination. BGF began to chant and wave the sage around, filling the space with a fragrant smoke. As we performed the cleansing, the atmosphere shifted. The oppressive feeling in the hallway began to lift, and I could sense a change in the energy. It was as if the spirit acknowledged our presence but did not resist. For the first time, I felt a flicker of hope. Maybe we could reclaim the space and put the past to rest. After the ritual, things felt different. The shadows seemed less daunting, and the hallway no longer felt like a dark void. While I was still cautious about walking down it alone, the fear had lessened. I finally felt like I was taking back control over my space. A small victory in a long battle with the unknown. But even as the unease faded, I knew that the memory of those experiences would linger, a reminder of the spirit that once claimed that hallway as its own. I would always wonder about its presence and whether it would return when least expected, lurking just out of sight. Signed, a haunted sibling. Tonight we've delved into a family's haunting experience with the unsettling presence in their home, a tale where childhood memories of laughter become intertwined with the dread of the unknown. Walker's Farm transformed from a space of joy into one filled with anxiety, where each step down the hallway carried the weight of unseen eyes and the echoes of an angry spirit. Our storyteller's journey reveals the complexities of living alongside something that feels both familiar and foreign, a constant reminder of the unknown that lingers in the shadows. Let's reflect on the psychological dimensions of this story. For many, the concept of the supernatural is often dismissed as mere fiction or childhood imagination. Yet as our protagonist describes the feelings of being watched and the uncomfortable urge to escape the hallway, we see how deeply these experiences can affect a person's psyche. It's a powerful illustration of how fear can shape our perceptions, leading us to believe in things that we cannot fully understand. But what if there's more at play? The presence described, a male spirit feeling threatened by newcomers, serves as a compelling metaphor for territoriality, not just in the spiritual realm, but in our everyday lives. The idea that spirits may latch onto specific locations or energies adds a layer of depth to the narrative. It raises questions about the connections we make with spaces and how those connections can transcend the physical world. The medium's insights provide an intriguing twist, bridging the gap between the living and the dead. By affirming the presence of a spirit, they've given the family a context for their fears, while also empowering them to confront that fear directly. The cleansing ritual stands as a testament to the belief that we can reclaim our spaces, and that with courage and intention, we can challenge the shadows that haunt us. As we conclude tonight's journey through the haunted hallway, let us remember that curiosity and bravery often walk hand in hand. It's the willingness to face the unknown that leads to understanding, whether in this world or beyond. I'm Tony Bruschi, and if tonight's exploration has intrigued you, don't forget to subscribe for more tales that blur the lines between reality and the supernatural. Because in the darkness, we often find the truth about ourselves and the mysteries that surround us.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.